Before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or wagon, you say you have to
bridle it.
Or a wagon or something. You have to.
Huh. What do you do to it? Well, you have to put all that gear on it, but I don't know what it's all called.
And
harness it. Harness it. You bridle it to ride it, and you harness it to hitch it up.
Okay. Something that people used to buy flour in.
Used to buy it in 50-pound bags, flour sacks. We used flour sacks. They used to make flour sacks in pretty little prints. And my neighbor used to sew her daughter's and my sundresses out of the flour sack. My grandmother used it for dish towels.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
None. I don't make a distinction.
Which term do you use?
I use them interchangeably. It would sort of depend on what you were going to be carrying in it, but even then it probably wouldn't make much difference.
If you were buying something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
I would say about equally, a paper bag or a paper sack.
What's something that the rough brown cloth that thieves used to come in it?
Burlap bag. You might say burlap sack, but I'd probably say burlap bag or gunny sack.
Okay, gunny sack is pretty common?
Yes.
What about tow sack or croaker sack?
Croaker sack doesn't really come this far west. Tow sack is used a lot, but gunny sack is really more indigenous.
If you wanted to carry some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount you'd take at one time?
A wagon load, I guess that's how they took it. I don't know.
What if you're just taking about a sack? Did you ever hear that called a turn of corn?
Never.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
an armload.
Huh?
I would say I had an armload of wood.
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
Well, I don't know what all the terms are. There's a rick of wood, but I don't know how much is in a rick. I know how much is in a cord and a half cord and a face cord. A face cord is the same thing as a half cord. A cord is 4 by 4 by 8 feet. And a half cord has the wood cut in 2-foot lengths so they fit in the fireplace. And it's 4 feet high, 8 feet long, and 2 feet thick because the wood is that long. So that's a half cord or face cord.
Did you ever hear a term used for an indefinite amount, an indefinite small amount? Like, did you ever hear a jag of wood?
Never.
And something that's a big wooden thing that sometimes flour would come in, and sometimes pickles, just a big...
Barrel.
Huh?
Barrel, the pickle barrel,
okay.
Flour barrels,
yeah.
Cracker barrels.
Did you see barrels around here?
Occasionally, very rarely. I saw them more in Austin. They still had some barrels, pickles particularly, they'd sell by the barrel because they make those good German pickles and Polish pickles over in the hill country. And I've probably seen a couple of barrels like flour barrels or sugar barrels down in Alvin.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, by the time I was growing up, there were grocery stores and everything was packaged. You didn't buy stuff in bulk. You bought a small amount in a cardboard box or a plastic bag or something.
When you buy it from a barrel, you say you're buying it in...
I guess I'd say I'd buy it in bulk.
Uh-huh. What about buying it loose? Did you ever hear that?
Yes, you buy loose sugar or loose flour.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
out of the barrel?
That's where they dip it out of the barrel and put it in your own bag that you brought with you or,
mm-hmm.
or a box or whatever you brought. Sometimes a big jar. People over here kept stuff in jars because of the humidity. And it kept your sugar from caking and your flour from getting weevils, stuff like that if you put them in jars. But that was very rare, and it would be definitely rural areas. You'd never find that in the city since I've been born.
What do you call the things on a barrel, the things that run around to hold the wood in place?
The hoops.
And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in?
Keg, nail keg.
And on a water barrel or a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the liquid out.